Harper Audio presents Let Me Tell You Something. Life as a Real Housewife, Tough Love Mother, and Street Smart Businesswoman by Caroline Manzo with Kevin Dixon. And this is Caroline Manzo. Part 1. Public Property. These are real, and I love my husband. I don't belong on this show. I've said it a million times. I was perfectly happy in my life before the show came along. My life probably wasn't too different from yours. I had a routine, and I was content. I woke up every day, I did the laundry, I went to the market, and took care of my family. I made sure my husband's sock drawer was full and there was iced tea in the fridge. Along with my job selling real estate, that was it. I was your typical housewife. I first heard about the show from my sister-in-law Jacqueline, who had already auditioned for it and told the producers about me. While Jack was shooting her sizzle reel, she suggested that the producers come and film at my house. They met me and asked me to try out for the show. I thought it might be something fun to keep me occupied over the summer. Perhaps it would raise my profile as a realtor in Franklin Lakes and help me sell a few more houses. But I was sure there was no way in hell they'd give me the job. As I listened to them describe the show, with its focus on glamour and glitz, I knew I didn't belong. The only housewife show at the time was Orange County. And the first season of that show was relatively tame, with all these women bickering and throwing money around and getting lots of plastic surgery. I felt so boring in comparison to the women they told me they were searching for. I looked at my life, the life I love, and was certain that there was nothing special enough about it to make people want to watch it on TV. I remember at one point during my audition, I suddenly looked at the producers, then pointed at my chest and said, "These are real, and I love my husband. I don't belong on this show." That's why I was shocked when they called me and said they wanted me to join the cast. They said they saw me as a potential balance for all the other craziness they needed to make the show work. When Al got home that day, I told him the news. He and the kids were very supportive. "Do it, it's just for one summer," Al said. "Just have some fun with it." Talk about famous last words. None of us realized the monster it would become. We never could have predicted the degree to which this little show would turn our lives upside down and inside out. However, it didn't take long for me to realize that I'd signed onto something that was going to explode big time. I watched the premiere episode of The Real Housewives of New Jersey and Florida. Not even the full first episode, just that tiny half-hour teaser that they showed before the first season. The very next morning, I knew I'd underestimated the effect the show was going to have on my life. The premiere was at 9 p.m. on a Monday night. We were flying home to New Jersey the next morning on a 7 a.m. flight. On the return flight, I took my seat on the plane and the flight attendant immediately came over to me and said, "I saw you on TV. I think you're sweet." Then the guy behind me chimed in, "Oh, you're that lady from TV last night. I liked your show." This was not even 12 hours after the show hit the air. Holy shit. It snowballed from there. All of a sudden, people wanted us to go on talk shows, to do magazine shoots, and everywhere I went, I was stopped. It just bewildered me. Overnight, people started thinking that I was a celebrity. They acted differently around me. I did not like it. I wasn't prepared to lose my anonymity the way I did. If you Google me, you'll get a map to my house. We have drive-bys the whole weekend. People find my unlisted numbers and they call them until I change them. Fans will also just park their cars and walk right up my driveway. There's never a day that's completely private anymore. I just had to get rid of my mailbox at my house because unsolicited visitors were leaving gifts in my mailbox, which was weird enough. And then they started stealing my mail.